A hearing will be held on Monday in Barrow to investigate allegations of vote count discrepancies, bribery, and other charges in the runoff election between North Slope Borough Mayor Charlotte Brower and her opponent, George Amawok. Yesterday, we aired an interview with Amawok's attorney. Today, we have a response from the North Slope Borough. Ethel Putkatuk is the attorney for the borough. She says the outcome of the investigation will have an enormous impact on the North Slope.
I can't talk to you about what we found in terms of the allegations made against the borough clerk. I think it's all premature. Mr. Amawok and Mr. McKeever know full well that there is a full pre-hearing scheduled for Monday at 2:00.
And they're also alleging bribery in the form of vote buying. They've got an affidavit by a gentleman who said that he'd been offered money to vote for Mayor Brower. In your work in looking into these allegations, what have you found in that respect beyond this one affidavit that they have?
That's another matter that's still undergoing investigation. There have been allegations made that we were not going to investigate it, and those allegations were made without knowledge of what, if anything, the North Slope Borough was doing with respect to that aspect of the investigation. I asked for the assistance of the police chief to see what they could find, to see what we could turn over to the district attorney's office or the appropriate people. And there have been already claims made that the North Slope Borough was not going to do this, and letters sent to the attorney general's office, implying that, you know, this matter was being left alone by the North Slope Borough, the North Slope Borough, which was entirely untrue.
The charges that they've presented that there were inconsistencies in the official number of ballots versus votes that came back in, also allegations about improper date notification for absentee ballots. What, when you look at the documentation here, what are you finding with the numbers being in flux with these votes?
Well, number one, just in terms of the numbers shifting, to the extent that the disclosures that were made might reflect the actual counts as the vote counting was proceeding. I don't have any problem with that. The other thing with the shifting numbers is another matter that we will disclose on Monday.
And as an attorney, when you look at the body of evidence that you're collecting and the documents that have been presented by Mr. Amawok and his attorney, do you think it was premature to certify the election?
There are two ways of looking at the certification, and this is just from my personal perspective. It does not reflect the borough mayor's or the North Slope Borough's position. Number one, do you certify knowing full well that the election contest could change the result? I didn't see anything wrong with that, because the option was to keep the government in limbo. Or do you not certify, and by that refusal to certify, signal to the public, and especially to the borough clerk's office, that the borough assembly distrusted the entire election process? They made a really, really difficult choice. They chose to certify, knowing full well that an election, depending on the results of the election contest, that we might have to, number one, do a recount, or number two, run another election, depending on what the findings are and what the results are that we present to the North Slope Borough Assembly.
Ethel Putkatuk is the attorney for the North Slope Borough. Monday's hearing will be held in the Borough Assembly Room and broadcast live on KBRW.